Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, your friend, Mother Mary, who joins you in this moment that is special indeed. For in truth, any time that you gather and come willingly into union is cause for celebration. But for you held in space and time, more so then is this occasion one that is spiritually significant in ways attuned, we may say, to your earth and its inhabitants. You elevate your consciousness and swiftly and gracefully find yourself umbrellaed by this beautiful temple. I am with you, and there are many with me, and we are not separate. Bring this to your awareness, and come gently in this moment. You sense the equilibrium. You sense the greater ocean of consciousness and the continuum that surpasses us all. The unending life force in movement. So then we breathe deeply and take great nourishment, so to speak. From the beauty and exhilaration of this experience, as if crystal clean oxygen filled our lungs. Such is the newness always in the spirit, and the unending journey we call existence. It is a continuum that cannot be described enough, and it is not separate from you and your doings, and your being. For space and time are held also within this continuum, else space and time would not exist. These things you know. We sense our position, let us say, within this continuum, that we are part of this movement and necessary to it. Deepen your awareness. and come into a sense of all that I speak. Such newness, such cleanness. Everything is as it is from the moment it was conceived. This is how newness may be. For it is all just being. It is difficult, perhaps, and I understand, to conceptualize that, not based upon linear time and its sequence. There is nothing in creation that feels more than but a moment old, do you see? Yet held within the continuum is a great sense of movement, and therefore perhaps progression. But it is still held in newness. I say this to you, for your world and your dimension is coming into nearness to the continuum that I speak of, that is to say, there is a thinning, so to speak, of what you call the veil. This is exciting for humanity and for every soul that comes into physicality, whether human or not. So then, I say to you, come into newness also. Find your movement within this continuum. It is very simple. I am with you, and so many are with us. It's as if your temple, if it were to be actual, was lit by 1,000 candles, and each light a consciousness whose focus is upon you and upon your world. It is beautiful to behold in spirit the light and therefore the love of so many. They have known your world, and some know it still. So then there is great love for the human experience amongst us, for I have breathed upon your world also, this you know. Many gather with us for the love of your planet and the human experience. Bring this to your awareness. For you are here also, lit as a candle. We sense there is a circumference of light about us. We sense also there are many ascended ones counted amongst the candles present, those whom have journeyed to earthly existence. It is our commonality in this moment. We sense the continuum, and you begin to become aware that there is a gentle presence also. For ones whom are sainted, we may say, are with us. So then we are complete in number. For the occurrence of this timing, you begin to become aware that there is a consensus amongst all whom are gathered. That there is in truth the equivalent of a chanting in spirit, a unified thought amongst all those whom are with us. These energies respond, for you understand we are not separate from the containment of creation, from the fabric of life, so that every thing in existence about us, the unseen breath of God, responds to this unified thought, to this chanting of spirit. We see a vortex created in our midst of the purest, dazzling, white golden light, as if a new universe were being birthed. So beautiful is it to behold, and its movement so intricate. We are compelled toward it, for it calls us to it. The light that is love, and the love that is consciousness. And all whom are with us continue their focus, and the sound of the language of love that they speak . There is something being composed, we may say, spoken in the language of love, something recited so that it may be encouraged and birthed. It is music to the ears, so to speak. As if all laughter in the entire universe were held in this song. It is the cause of movement within this vortex. For the more that joy is generated, the more that the language of love is breathed. So then this light comes into the fullness of its beauty. It responds in kind, happy to dance with us in this moment of love and the joy that it brings. For you in your humanness, you would call this bliss. It is a unified thought. It is a consensus by those connected in spirit to your world, that it may be uplifted and upheld, bathed in the purity of this divine vortex. That happiness reign upon your world, and the joy returned to God. Come into this experience and bring with you your words of love, your unified thought, for it is you who exist there, and not we. But we bring to you all that we may. So then come into your thought, and what it is that you would wish for your fellow beings, for the ones whom you love, for each other as community. And all whom are bathed in nature's love. All is as it is, and all is in newness. Do you see? It is a birthing. There is perfection. It cannot be otherwise, this you know. Your world is perfect for its time. Pay no heed to circumstance and world events. That is simply light and shadow at play. It is perfect. Else it would not exist. All is in hand. We seek the acceptance of those held in spirit but in human form. That is to say, an acceptance for what is and what soon shall be. So many are not at peace, nor at peace with themselves. There is newness coming, for the continuum is in movement, and your world has stood still, figuratively speaking, long enough. So then, come into your joy, as we have always encouraged. Be joyous that you exist. And that you are perfect. In every way. I am with you, and 1,000 are with us. It may not be measured. But I use language. How wondrous time is, and the timing of this day, with its vibration, and with your focus upon it. Time is a wondrous construct. And there is movement to it, the ocean of time. It is circular and has its vortex also. And the two are coming into alignment, this vortex in spirit. And the ocean of time connected to your dimension. Be at peace and bring this to others by your countenance. For then nothing is impeded. And the flow continues. I am coming soon. though I speak not literally. But there are those whom understand this, and those whom journey with me. I see you, and you are beautiful. Hold this memory in place, and understand that your very willingness to gather in this moment speaks to divinity of your love for your journey and those whom journey with you. It does not go unnoticed. Any spiritual gesture has great significance in the higher realms. Understand this to be true. For so often humans have simply no idea of the influence and effect that such things that you generate have in spirit. And in spirit, so then all else within creation. I cannot impress this upon you enough, that yes, indeed, all is intricately connected. And we are coming closer still, do you see? We are already inseparable, but there is more closeness coming. Words cannot express this, so then come into this feeling. It's as if the fabric of creation were being woven more tightly. Drawing us closer. Well, we see this vortex. We understand the language of love. Energized by laughter. And we are excited, we may say. For the light is returning to your world. This wondrous golden white light. For do you know that it originated from your earth and from your time? And we see this out of time. It is returning. It is a returning by spirit to your dimension of that which is its own, the light of the world. Now you feel it. These words are enough. And heaven is made of such things as this. And I am Mary, night.